We got to do Crush on You every morning. I feel like it's been a struggling week, Lightweight. But at 7:15 every day of the week, we try to bring some people together, hear out what they got going on in a relationship. So, Marquand, we got to do something with you, baby. Who's your crush on? What are we doing?
Man, I suffered like the biggest heartbreak of my life, like sitting in the crib, drinking wine, listening to Luther Heartbreak.
Oh, man, that ain't no good.
Yeah, man. And, you know, before I knew it, yeah, things got a little crazy, and my crush is on Kendra.
You know you're dealing with some heartbreak if you're listening to a house. It's not a home.
Right.
Right, but I mean, I guess there's a bright light at the end. He's talking about he got a crush now on some girl named Kendra. So let's figure this out and help him out. Marquand for Crush on You on a Silent G Morning Show. Good morning. All right. Marquand apparently went through a heartbreak. We've all done that before, most of us. Signing G Morning Show right here on KBL. It's your girl Sada. What's up?
What's happening? DC is chilling.
Your player partner, G Biz.
But I'm hearing that you got a crush on a girl named Kendra, so we got to figure where that comes in there, Marquand. So tell me your story, baby, for Crush on You. What's going on?
Well, you know, I was seeing this girl for a little while, and I thought she was going to be the one that I was going to, you know, settle down and marry. Mm. And then I just heard some stuff, you know, that she was just out of pocket. Yeah, you know, I wanted to, you know, somebody I could talk to. So I ended up going to talk to her mama.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over to her mom's house one day, and we were just sitting down, just chilling, just talking about life. And she said, hey, you want to, you want to crack the JMO open, the Jameson, and start taking, and we started taking some shots, you know?
Mama's trying to help you with her, her daughter breaking your heart.
And, you know, mama looked good, but mama's name is Kendra. And I'm over here damn near in tears talking about her daughter, how I missed her and I loved her. And, you know, one thing turned into another. You know, after like 6 or 7 shots, I saw she got it from her mama. And it just turned into something else.
Speak clearly. Like, what happened?
Well, you know, we started kissing, and I was kissing on her neck, and she was holding me, and she was telling me everything's going to be all right.
Oh, no.
And one thing led to another, ended up in the bedroom. And
okay, I don't need all those details.
So you took the cougar down. Okay.
We started, you know, doing it, and we just said we should stop, but it was just we were in the moment and it kept going and we didn't stop. But now it's like crazy. Her daughter called me and I told her what happened, and she's looking at me like, you know, that's disgusting what you did. I just don't know, like, where I'm at. I feel kind of funny about it. But then again, you know, I liked it.
Okay.
But then again, I liked it. So
you trying to go ahead and see if you could take mama out and if mama liked it too?
Yeah, you know, I just didn't know how to go about trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, we could call her and see where she's at with it. You said her daughter's, like, your ex ain't talking to her either right now?
But yeah, she's not talking to her mama. She's not talking to me. Mm. But I'm like, you man, it is what it is. I'm ready to move forward and see if I could take her mom's out again.
Oh, you didn't even take her out. You just took her down.
That's
exactly
what it was.
I mean, we can see. I'm very interested.
Kind of, we didn't go out, but you know, it was like a house date.
Okay.
Like
a house date.
Hold on for me, real quick. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
No dating. Y'all got straight to it.
I don't even have no words.
Yeah,
for
this is interesting,
bruh.
Okay, so
we can do is get this woman on the phone, because I can't wait to hear what she has to say about this whole situation. I mean, I guess stuff does happen, man, but she's out of pocket primarily for this whole thing. That's your daughter's ex, like, pulling out Jameson and going all, you know, it's crazy.
I mean, I am baffled right now.
Baffled.
Let's see what Kendra got to say about the whole thing. Crush on You, sign the G Morning Show right here on KMEO. Good morning. Seven 7:22 in the morning, inside of G Morning Show right here on KBL, base number one for hip hop and R&B. It's your girl Sana. What's up?
What's happening? DC is chilling.
Your player partner, G Biz.
So, quite a sticky situation happening this morning for Marquand and Crush on You. apparently, a young lady dumped this man. And, you know, the mom in the situation, I guess he reached out to her. She tried to console him and just say, you know, she'd be like that, I guess. I don't know. But liquor got involved And one thing led to another. And apparently his crush is on Kendra, which is his ex's mother. So we're all kind of standing by to wait to see what happened, because DC just got this woman on the line. So we got to talk to Kendra about this whole situation. You got her on the phone over there, D?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
This is Sana.
What's happening? DC is chilling.
Kendra, what's up, girl? G-Biz here. You on the radio this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
So we got a phone call from Marquand. So we know what transpired because he called us. He felt a way about it. Like, I think he first called to talk it out because he's still trying to figure it out in his head, too. But then also, ask what we thought about what happened. And as a mom girl, man, I mean, my daughter, my baby's young. But you got to feel some type of weird way about the whole thing.
Of course I do, girl. I can't believe I did that. I don't know what I was thinking. Mm. I feel weird about it all. And it feels even weirder because I did enjoy it, but it feels wrong.
Okay.
Now my daughter isn't even speaking to me, and that's what I get, obviously. Like, I don't blame her at all.
Right.
Even though she might have done something wrong in that relationship, it's just, you know, it's not right.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm just feeling a lot of different ways.
I got you. Life comes at you fast, girl. I mean, I think you had good intentions, but I'm gonna bring Marquand on now because he actually wants to talk to you about something.
Oh my God.
Go ahead, Marquand. Hello, you there?
Hey, all Kendra. Right. How you doing?
Hi, Marquand. How are you?
You know, I'm kind of still lost for words, and I enjoyed the moment that we had with each other and the conversation, and just felt like you genuinely cared. And what happened, you know. I just need closure about this. I want to see you again, point blank. I know your daughter's probably mad at you, but she'll get over it. She moved on with her life, and I want to see you again.
I know you said that she moved on because she's dating someone else. She moved on in terms of you, but that is my daughter. Like, she is still mad at me, and we can't just, like, go about this like, oh, everything's cool, like people date different, you know, like that. Like, she is understandably hurt. I had fun too, but like, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know if I could do it. I'm sorry.
I mean, that is understandable. Again, like, Kendra, you know, that is your baby, but also, you know, y'all kind of in this mess because of her actions. So, I mean, would you at least give the man an evening to just sit down, talk it out, and at least, you know, come to
That's
some type of understanding?
That's what we did last time. We talked about last time.
Outside of the house without Jameson
in
this
public
time.
Right. Yeah. You're the one who pulled the bottle out, girl. I think that it wouldn't be a bad idea. I'm not telling you to get with your daughter's ex again. I'm saying go talk. You know, even if maybe you want to invite her too, because, you know, not talking to your daughter. Yeah, I don't know. It would be awkward. I don't think it would be a bad idea. If y'all want to go out and talk, because I'm highly curious what's gonna happen after this. So we can send you out tonight and, you know, we'll pay for dinner. You guys just meet up, decide whether you want to talk your daughter into showing up just so everybody can get some peace.
Right.
We'll pay for the dinner. You guys just meet up, and then we just ask that we figure out, you know, what happened Friday morning. We'll call you and see how it went.
Girl, I don't know. I don't know if that's a good idea.
I mean, Kendra, I think I really need that. And we could just go out and just have a drink outside. We don't have to be
drinks.
In the house.
No. Y'all should do that. So
conversation.
I can see your need for a conversation.
Yeah. For
just
sure.
The conversation.
You too.
Right?
Your head's got to be all jumbled up, Ma. So
yeah, it definitely is.
Let's set things up for you, and then you know, we'll give you the details, and everybody just show up. That's all we ask, and then we'll talk about it Friday morning. So hold on for me, real quick, okay?
Okay.
Ooh.
Y'all messy. I guess I don't know. I want to see who shows up to this thing.
Right.
That's my high curiosity level right now. So I guess
pull up with the smoke.
You know, I mean, I don't even know if the mom's gonna show. It might just be Marquand by himself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All together. But I mean, it's a good idea if they do sit down and hash this out. She's obviously got to squash stuff with her daughter, and he's heartbroken and now thinking that he likes her and probably trying to replace his ex. It's so much going on. So let's see who shows up. We'll try to get them all on the phone. We'll set it up, and they'll go out tonight, and then we'll find out more tomorrow morning, 7:15.
I can't wait already.
Me either. I also can't wait for this dude, Lex Jones, to go ahead and pull up and do what he does. Yeah, Sonny G Commercial Free Mix is about to kick off. This happening next on KMEL.